Every month on All Things Considered, we ask our listeners to share their music with us. Sometimes we find out about the latest indie rock album. On other occasions, it's a classic symphonic selection, or maybe an international disco hit. Well, today we have something completely different. Noel from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, wrote in to tell us about his unusual collection of homemade recordings from the 1940s. He joins us from WHID, Wisconsin Public Radio's Green Bay station. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
So what are we listening to?
Right now, a record that came out of Charleston, West Virginia. I purchased a batch of records, about 15 in the collection, and they were dated from 1943 to 1947. So somewhere in that time frame, the woman, unfortunately, I don't know who it is. Most home recordings, the people remain anonymous. You don't have any clue who sang, who the band was. There's really very little information on the record labels.
So what do you like about this song?
The woman's voice is fantastic. She plays with a great string band. Most of the records from this era are string music, fiddle players, banjo, guitar, and the group actually performs several of the recordings as the Variety Boys and also as the Blue Ridge Rangers.
So describe for me the machine that they used to make these recordings.
The main machine was a Wilcox Gay Recordio, and that came out of Charlotte, Michigan in the early 40s. By the mid-40s, these machines took hold, and it really was a national craze, and they couldn't make them fast enough.
So how did it work?
The Recordio came with a set of records, and you could also buy records from a number of companies, and they were aluminum-based with acetate covering. And you would put the record on, you'd put the needle down, and you'd turn it on, and you'd have a little microphone, and you could either do a performance into the microphone, or you could record directly off of the radio, probably the first instance of music pirating.
So we've got another selection of yours here that's not quite so lyrical. So these guys sound like they're drunk.
It does, and a lot of times in this collection of records from New England, the men are drinking quite heavily. It's quite obvious. And here they do a take on Pistol Pack and Mama, their operatic version. And also in the collection of records, there are at least six other versions of Pistol Pack and Mama. One is a Scottish version, and one is a Russian version. It's quite funny, actually. These recordings are like pages out of a history book, and the more pages you have, the more opportunity you have to string the story together. You get a better understanding what the people did with these machines, how life was back then, the way people interacted between themselves, not only family but friends. Back then, it was common for households to have a piano, so a lot of these records, you would find people just sitting around the Recordio doing a group sing, and you just don't see that happening anymore.
Lay that pistol down, baby, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, mama, lay that pistol down, so down, so down.
Let's listen to a little bit of the song, The Story Ends, and maybe you can tell us what you learned about this singer.
The story ends, they kissed and said goodbye.
This is a singer named Eve Chase, and she lived in Milwaukee. She was actually a small-time theater pianist, and out of the collection of about 20 to 30 records from the Milwaukee man whose collection this is the only recording that she sings on. And in this performance, she's playing at a house party. She's playing the piano and singing at the same time.
Those sky. But stars don't care, for love is everywhere.
Where do you find these recordings?
Mostly on the internet. I do have some connections with record dealers, and I've got a lot of people across the country looking out for me. But the internet is my number one source.
Can you still buy the Recordios?
You can. They're quite available. In fact, if you go on eBay and pop in Recordio, you'll generally get about 2 to 3 hits just on the machine alone.
When are you going to buy a Recordio?
I do have one. I've purchased 2 of them. Neither of have worked. But I keep my eyes open for one that's in working order. And once that happens, I'm going to get some musicians and make a little performance, and long after I'm gone, somebody's going to get my collection, and my record is going to be in the batch.
Well, thanks for sharing your recordings with us, Phil.
Thank you, Debbie.
Phil Knoll joined us from WHID, Wisconsin Public Radio's Green Bay station. And if you'd like to find out more about Phil's selections, you can go to npr.org. If you want to tell us what you're listening to, send us an email to watc@npr.org. Please put the words listening to in the subject line and include your phone number so we can call you. What Are You Listening To is produced by Susan Stone.
When whippoorwills call,
when whippoorwills call,
and evening gets nigh,
and evening gets nigh,
I hurry to my blue heaven.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.